You're listening to The Mainstream with Brett Mabee. A quick shout out to all friends of the show listening digitally and on the many stations carrying it, including those tuned in on the FM at 89.9 in Netlake, Minnesota at KBFT. And if you ever find that you got to step away from listening on the old school radio, you can always check things out at mainstreamradio.net or nv1.org, the official website for all things Native Voice One, Native American Radio Network. I love all the programming being offered by my friends and colleagues on the network. There are new offerings, including Blues After Hours with your host, Bob Brown. There's also the Children's Hour, National Native News, Unreserved, Reclaimed, and a whole lot more. We have a lot more listening to get through. We are only at the halfway point, after all. One from Wheel Up, and later on, The Ripcords. Right now, it's Kendra Morris from her latest album. Released on September 19th, Next is pretty ambitious. In fact, she's described it as her most ambitious project yet. And I love that there's a board game-inspired concept with the album as well. So check out the Karma Chief Records release, and right now, turn it up with In My House as we continue on with this hour on The Mainstream.
Telephone numbers outside a little looky little lonely, selling baloney, messing around with the sunshine again. If you happen to see if the meal is for free, I'll take two of your problems. The rest is simply with the knife in your back. How's your wife in the back? Got the lock in the tech. In my house, not in my house. In my house, it's a mess, and I can't so much rest till it's clean. Taking up all the pieces.
Kwe Kwe, this is Molly Obamsawin, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
Now you got me.
Featuring Abacus and Live East, that's Wheel Up, Safe in Your Arms, today on The Mainstream. A great way for me to wind down my time with you this hour. We also heard Ghost Keepers' Finn from their 2022 Multidimensional Culture. And once again, it was a track from Kendra Morris's newest album, Next, that helped us to get into the block, specifically In My House. So be sure to check that out. And as I was mentioning earlier, the vinyl packaging actually includes a playable game board complete with punch-out cards, dice, and character pieces. That's one of the things I love about vinyl, is all the fun that you can have with the packaging, right? So on that note, thank you for spending a little bit of time with me here today. Make it back sooner than later. Check those listings for the next time you can dial in The Mainstream with Brett Mabee. And don't forget that I do broadcast 7 days a week, 3 hours a day. And say, consider this an invitation. If you're a professional singer-songwriter, send in your tracks digitally to brett@mainstreamradio.net. In the last block is a track from the Yoruba Singers. We'll also hear Zara Larson, but not before this 2020 release from Lito Pimienta's Miss Colombia. And as I was mentioning earlier, she is out with a new orchestral album, La Belleza. It is her first full-length album since this 2020 release. Enjoy Quiero Que Me Salves, and I'll be back with you before you know it. You're listening to The Mainstream.
Bueno, queridas amigas, mi nombre es Rafael Casiani Casiani, fundador, director y la primera voz del Sexteto Tabalá de San Basilio de Palenque. Sexteto se formó en San Basilio de Palenque, el primer sexteto que lo formaron los tíos míos fue en el año 27 y por medio de Juan Bacallao vinieron unos cubanos a trabajar aquí en El Ingenio y se hicieron amigos con los tíos míos. Según le trajeron el formato y los tíos míos vieron el formato, no ve si esto nosotros lo podemos hacer. Salieron, cogieron, hicieron todos los instrumentos de sexteto. El carpintero le dieron para que hiciera la marimba, le hizo la marimba y comenzaron ese sexteto. Y ellos eran cuatro y eran hermanos de mi papá. Y ellos cuando iban a practicar, practicaban en la casa. Yo tenía edad de 8 años. Y ellos me metían en el medio y me decían, sobrino, ponga atención, que nosotros lo vamos a enseñar para que este legado no se pierda. Bueno, y esa gente, toda esa gente fallecieron, todos. Entonces le dejaron con los instrumentos. Pero había unos cuantos muchachos que sabían, pero no estaban en el sexteto, pero ellos sabían. Para que este legado no se vaya a perder, nosotros seguimos, levantamos los instrumentos y seguimos. Nosotros montamos el grupo y seguimos con su grupo sexteto. Era Sexteto Habanero el nombre, porque no buscamos más nombres, sino el Sexteto Habanero. Como era el primer sexteto. Entonces llega a buscar a los muchachos, estos muchachos nuevos. Hombre, para que el sexteto no se pierda, vamos a seguir con tanto tiempo, vamos a dejar que se pierda el sexteto. Vino un muchacho paisano a nosotros que sabía mucho, y dijo, le voy a regalar un nombre. Y yo, ¿qué nombre le va a regalar a nosotros? ¿Ve usted? Dígalo más adelante que lo diga Rafael Casiani Casiani. Otra vez fundador, director del Sexteto Tabalá de San Basilio de Palenque.
Toma tres. Sexteto Tabalá. Con Lito Pimienta.
Nunca pensé que te volvería a ver.
Al
pasado y ya llegó la oportunidad para arreglar nuestro pasado.
My name is Sandy Schofield, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
Making my way to Texas, I don't think I'm coming home alive. I said I'm making my way to Texas, I don't think I'm coming home alive. They got their own army down there looking for a fight, and so am I. Looking over my shoulder a little more than I used to do. I said I can feel you creeping, creeping up on me, and there ain't
left me some of the silver, but she took the gold. Yeah, she left me some of the silver, but she took the gold. Yeah, she left me with this busted heart. Lord, God knows she took my soul.
Smiling, oh, that's better than gold, son. It's a nanny you chose, yes. Be chillin', mama, now we got this thing going, son. We don't own much, but we all know.
Are you crying? Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.